Credit is literally the foundation of the financial system. It's symbolic of the trust that one party has in another to pay for something later. Banks offer credit. They're called loans. Companies draw on lines of credit, and you use credit every time you swipe your card. Without credit, pretty much everything grinds to a halt. We know that because it's happened before. During the Great Depression, the financial system essentially melted down. The economy started to contract around the middle of 1929. Then in 1930, we saw a wave of bank failures. Banks were worried companies wouldn't be able to pay back their loans. And then people started getting worried the banks wouldn't have their money if they wanted to take out their savings. So there were bank runs and bank failures. Businesses couldn't borrow and the economy just stopped. When the credit system breaks, it can really inflict much greater damage on the economy. The Fed does have some tools it can use to prevent total collapse, like lending money to small businesses, that's credit, or lowering interest rates, which makes credit cheaper. The Fed might buy up treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities. All of that helps ensure banks can keep lending to businesses so that businesses can keep paying their people so that those people can pay their bills and eventually spend money at other businesses. Credit keeps all that stuff going.